Well, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Oh, wow. That's awesome stuff this morning. Vicky Winans on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And good morning. Welcome to Monday. Today is the last day of August. Do you believe that? That's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. Wow, it's just amazing how time is flying. I'm so glad you're joining us this morning from all over the country and all over Braxton and Putnam and Kanawha counties, and we're glad to have you with us. Nellie and Dad are watching from out in Jackson County, Kathy watching from Kanawha County, Billy Harper, good morning to you, Danielle, good morning to you, Kelly Wayne up in Braxton County, good morning to you, hope you're having a great morning. Even though it's raining outside, doesn't mean that we have to have rain in our heart, no doubt about it. I want to get started. Let me tell you something. God helped me yesterday to preach the Word of God. I encourage you to go over to Spotify as well as Google Play and also Apple Podcast, because let me tell you something, He really helped me, and I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. Do not take it for granted what Jesus does for me. Let's pray. Father, we praise you. We love you. We thank you, God, for everything that you do for us. Thank you, God, that every need is met today and this week. God, we glorify you. We just want to praise you because we know who you are. We know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we praise you and give you thanks, and we give you honor for it is in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. I hope you have your Bibles. I'm going to get into some scripture today. The title of today's series is What You Confess, You Possess. What you confess, you possess. And I've heard many, many, many preachers over the years preach this message, but it's like there's some things that are so misquoted that we need to go back and we need to get them right. So I want to do that with you today. So first thing I want you to do, if you could, go over to Luke chapter 6 and 45. Luke chapter 6 and 45. Luke and chapter 6 and 45. Luke chapter 6 and 45. If you have your Bibles, here we go. 6:45. Do-do-do. Long as I got King Jesus. All right, here we go. Luke chapter 6:45. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth that which is evil. That's kind of a no-brainer when you think about it. But you can tell, you know, we are known by our fruit. And that's another whole topic that we can get into. Not only, I don't believe we're fruit inspectors, but I will tell you this, you know, because we don't have that right, but I believe that we will know people by their fruit. So you're going to, if you're good, you're going to bring forth good, and if you're evil, you're going to bring forth evil. So think about your heart. Now here's the good part of this one. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Now, I looked up the word abundance, and we know that God wants to bless us abundantly. So that means a very large quantity of something. So the large part of your heart, whatever is in your spirit, whatever is in you, is what's going to come out. And so you stick. You know, here's something that somebody told me not long ago. If you're dating somebody and you don't want to rush into something, you want to winter them and you want to summer them. You want to winter them and you want to summer them. And what that means is if you're wintering them and you're summering them, that means you're seeing them for a whole year. And that means that during that part, you're going to see the good and you're going to see the bad and you're going to see the ugly. I'll never forget. Let me tell you this story. There was a lady. I try not to get into relationships, you know, and try to help people. Good morning, Kristen. Thank you so much. I was praying for you this morning, and I hope you're doing well. I think this message will help each one of us this morning. Yeah, I love that song too, Kelly. That's good stuff. Good morning to you. The what I was going to tell you is there was this lady who was going to get married. And she loved the guy. And the dad and the mother had already given the blessing for them to be married. And I'm telling you what, I didn't feel good about it. And I mean, it just absolutely just bugged me. And Christy told me, you know, Christy, my wife, who I love so much, she said, honey, you need to stay out of it. It's none of your business. I said, I can't stay out of it because I know that this this person, and this person was a missionary. This person was a missionary. And I said, I've just got to go talk to them. So I got their pastor involved. And who still is a dear friend of mine, and I got him involved, and I went and saw the parents, and I went and saw the lady, and I sat down with them, and I called her by name, and I said, "You can't marry him." And she was on furlough. I said, "You can't marry him." I said, "He is not the right one for you," and so they weren't offended. You know, because they loved me and they knew I loved them. And the Lord spoke to me about that. And so we got their pastor involved. And their pastor, he said, okay, he said, John feels so strong about this. He said, I feel strong about this. He said, I will go and I will counsel him and I will fill him out and I'll see what this is all about. So they hop a plane and they go and they have counseling, and during the counseling session he was asking very simple questions, and this guy blew his cool and absolutely showed his true colors. Thank God this person didn't marry that person. Because that person is in a life of destruction right now and is really having a horrible time. And because of the obedience of the Holy Spirit, I couldn't get peace. Oh, I just could not get peace about it. And so anyway, this person is now married to a wonderful man. They live out of state. And they are just absolutely doing phenomenal. And so I'm very, very thankful. Very thankful that worked out that way. So I said that story to tell you this story. To tell you what is here. A good man from out of the treasures of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It does not take you very long to figure out where somebody is spiritually by the way they talk. If they're talking about their addiction, if they're talking about their struggles, if they're talking about their heartaches, if they have no joy, see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, yes, we go through challenging times in our lives. We all go through challenging times. But what we have to understand is that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you can talk to somebody, you can figure them out real easy on where they are spiritually and how mature they are spiritually. If they're talking about their mountain more than they're talking about God, then you can see that there's going to be some challenges. Let me give you another scripture that I think that will help you here. And I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't reference it in a scripture, but I did reference it in my sermon. But it's in Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. Good morning, Lindsay Brooke. Hope you're having a great morning. Tell that little baby Ariana I love her. I love you too. Okay, listen to this. And this is in Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. Because of what we're talking about here is what you confess is what you possess. And verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's an awesome scripture. That is so awesome. I mean, you can't beat that. Because I'm going to tie this in with what I'm talking about today about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what you confess is what you possess. So do you have evil inside of your heart or do you have good inside of your heart? And then you have to take it a step further of saying, okay, what is your spiritual level? Where are you spiritually? Are you a 5? Are you a 10? Now, don't be humble with this thing because, you know, most people aren't humble. They'll brag on themselves. But when it comes to their relationship with Jesus, oh, I'm a 3. Well, you shouldn't be a 3. You should be like a 10 striving on a 50. You say, well, I'm just trying to be humble. Stop acting that way. It's patronizing. God, don't do that. Let me give you verse 22. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, he said unto them, have faith in God. So you have to have faith in God. And we've talked about that over the past several weeks on the Pulse WV Live morning edition. But he says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, raise your hand. If you're driving down the road, grab the other hand. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt. See, there's the key. You cannot doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass and he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, we talked about James. We talked about asking amiss. If you have a maturity level in you, then you're not going to ask amiss. You're going to pray God's will. You're going to want to do God's will. You're going to ask Jesus to help you in everything that you do. Now, he says here, he says in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and ye shall have them. Christy and I are believing in being debt-free. Christy and I want to be debt-free. We want the church debt-free. We are believing God that we are going to be debt-free. How is it going to be done? Because we believe and we are confessing and we are going to possess being debt-free. I'm already speaking it because I believe it and I'm thankful for it. And I'll give you a scripture tomorrow about that. Now, let me go over to something here. Let me see if there's anything else here that we need to dissect. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed. Okay, we're talking about removing it. So what kind of obstacles do you have that are in your life right now that need to go, that are hindering your relationship with Jesus? It may be a physical condition. It may be a mental condition. It may be a relationship, a toxic relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship, wow, we pray for you today because Jesus wants you to be free. He wants you to be set free. And I'm not telling you that if you're married to him to go get divorced. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you, trust and believe. Well, he'll never change. Well, we'll never get out of debt. We'll never be able to have anything. Well, here's what the thing is. Luke chapter 6, 45, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And you shall have, it tells us here, to speak to the mountain. Speak to this mountain and be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Okay, now let's talk about some things. How do you get belief? How do you change from doubting to belief in one scripture? And he says in his heart, from the abundance, look at this, Luke chapter 6, 45, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. From the abundance of the heart, you cast the mountain and you doubt not in your heart, but you believe and those things which he saith shall come to pass and he shall have whatsoever. See, It's a spiritual law. Look what Jesus is saying here. This is in red. And then he says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that it shall, and you shall receive them, and you shall have them. He says, you shall have them. So are you praying for the ability to be healthy? Well, let me explain something. There is a prerequisite to this scripture. Okay, if you're not healthy and you're sitting around eating chocolate all day and you're saying, well, God's going to make me healthy because he says I can have whatever I ask and pray. Let me tell you something. Don't be ignorant about the Word of God. You're mature enough. You should know that this is something that you just really need to take a look at. So desire when you pray and believe and you shall receive them. And you shall have them. That's what the Word of God is saying. So, you know what? I'm going to be debt-free. I'm going to walk in health. My mind is strong. Why is my mind strong? Because he says in John 10:10, let me give it to you. I've read it many times during the Bible studies. John 10:10. Should be able to quote it verbatim here. John 10:10, he said, I am the good shepherd. Well, I say that's 11. Here's 10. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, that's what the devil's trying to do to you. If you're not living the abundant life and you're living in depression, you're living in discouragement, then let me tell you something. That is the devil. God is not the author of that in your life. Because Satan wants to kill and to destroy and steal against from you. And Jesus says that I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you need to change your speech. I'm going to turn this light off. It's starting to make me where I can't see. Now I can see. Yeah, that's a whole lot better. See how bright that light was? So let me get back at this. So from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're going through something, if you're going through a battle, if you've been in a battle for years, let me tell you something. Get out of that battle. Get out of the mountain. Well, I can't. I can't take enough medicine. The doctor won't prescribe the medicine that I need, and I can't get better because I don't have that medicine. Let me tell you something. I'm not against medicine, but let me tell you something. It's time to trust Jesus. Amen. Come on, preach, Brother John. It's time to trust in Jesus. You don't have to be in the circumstance that you're in because the Word of God says this. You know that when you go over into the book of Revelations, the Bible says there'll be no more sea. Well, let me tell you something. I love the ocean. I absolutely love the ocean. But there's living water in heaven. There's not an ocean. There's not going to be an ocean in heaven. And so I gave some thought to that the only thing that I can come up with is that why would you want to look over in that sea and that ocean over there in that sea and see all your mountains, all the things that you struggled with over the years? Why would you want to see them? So it could be the fact, and this is just me, that the fact is that the reason why there is no sea is because that's where all my mountains are. That's where all my struggles are. That's where I put them all, because I put them in the sea and I walk away. And you got to walk away from them. You can't turn around and look at them. You got to get rid of them. I don't know where you're at today, but I can tell you these scriptures work for anybody. They work for anybody. If you're believing God for a healing for somebody, don't step off that healing. Don't step off of it. You stay on that healing. You stay on it. You believe because God is a God who heals. And God is a God who sets free. You say, but I don't see it in my I can't see that. I can't relate to the fact is that you're saying that Jesus can absolutely heal my body and my mind to where I can go out of the house or I can go to church. Absolutely. God is a God who heals. God is a God who delivers. And Satan is a liar, and he wants to lie and to kill and to destroy you. over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, we've talked about from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's Luke chapter 6, 45. And then we've talked a little bit in James. Now we're the body of this thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. Listen to this. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now let's dissect this down just a little bit. Let's see what time it is. Don't want to hold you too long. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Now we've talked about carnality. Carnality is the flesh. Carnality is, let me go back up and give you another scripture and go up to verse 2 in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. "But I beseech you that you may not be bold with I am present with the confidence wherewith that I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh." I should have just read that part. "Think of us as that we walk in the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Okay, now let me help you here. The battle is not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness of this world. We don't war after the flesh. The battle, Black Lives Matter is not a fleshly war. It is a spiritual war. It is from the supernatural. The supernatural demonic world is always moving, and so is the spiritual world of where God is. He is always moving. And so what we have to understand is if you have a conflict with somebody, now listen to this, this will blow your mind. If you have a conflict with somebody, it's not the flesh. "Oh, she makes me so mad," or "he makes me so mad," or look, it's not the flesh, it's the spirit. It's the spirit that you're fighting. Let me give you an example. Because he says that we don't war after the flesh. In verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." So our battle is not a physical battle. Your mental condition is not a physical, it manifests itself in the spiritual. See, what happens is in the spiritual in the spiritual, what happens in the spiritual, if you allow it to, it will manifest itself in the flesh, in the physical. So if you open yourself up to certain things, let me give you an example. I don't ever say this. "I think I'm going crazy." I plead the blood over that. "I think I'm going crazy." Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. Well, I was just teasing. Luke 6, 45, "From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." If you say that, that's in your heart. You want to get that out of your heart. You don't want that in there. God didn't make you crazy. God gave you a sound mind. He said that in John 10:10. He gave us a sound mind. We have a sound mind. Tell yourself right now, "I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind." In spite of what people may think about you, you have a sound mind. Good morning, Donna. Harriet, good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you all for watching. Appreciate you being with us in the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. I am John Fowler, and glad to have you tuned in today. I encourage you to share this, because God is helping people all over the country, and I'm very humbled by this. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare." See, you're in a warfare. I could park there all day. If you had all day, I could do it. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God." See, our God is mighty. Say that. Our God is mighty. He is bigger than your addiction. He is bigger than your struggle. He is bigger than anything that you're going through. You are not alone. You have God on your side. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There are strongholds. Let me explain to you something. Mental problems is a stronghold. It's a stronghold. The world will tell you it's a condition, but it's a stronghold. It's a spiritual stronghold from the devil. God didn't make you that way. He didn't give that to you. It's a stronghold. Pornography is a stronghold. A drug addiction is a stronghold. These are strongholds. What happens in the spiritual manifests itself in the physical, and that means good and bad. I am believing, like Christy and I said, we are believing to be debt-free. It is going to manifest itself in the spiritual to the physical. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that good? Emmett Wayne's watching this morning. Good morning, Emmett. Hey, hope you're having a great day. I was headed over to say hi to you and Bethany yesterday, and I got sidetracked, and which does happen, but I was glad to see you all yesterday. Here you go. Here's the scripture. Emmett posted this. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." No. Fear is not, it's not for us. You don't walk in fear, but of power, hallelujah, and of love, and of a sound mind. Glory to God. Thanks for sharing that this morning. He wants us to have a sound mind. And you tell yourself you have a sound mind, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he tells us over in Matthew, where I was this morning, or over in, I think I was over in Mark, oh, yeah, over in Mark, about speaking to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to it. Cast it into the sea. Hallelujah. God's faithful, is he not? Let me give you another scripture. Over in Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 18, wonderful scripture, verse 21. And I've heard this scripture misquoted, and I don't think people mean to misquote it, but people misquote this thing a lot because, I mean, I hear it quite often. Proverbs 18, 21. I'm just looking here. Parker Bentley, good to have you this morning. Hope you're doing okay. Over in Proverbs chapter 18, 21. Here we go. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." What you are producing, let me read this again. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Okay, so what this means is you're producing fruit with your tongue. Is it good fruit? Is it bad fruit? It goes back to the original scripture that I read to you. Are you good, or do you have evil inside of your heart? So you have to understand here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You're producing fruit. Are you producing good fruit? Are you producing negative fruit? Are you producing fruit that will not bring life? You know, Dad and Nellie, hey, John, Martin, hey, hope you're doing well. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing okay. Hello, Maxine Bailey. My goodness, so many people joined in this morning. Maxine used to be your pastor out in Hazard Creek. Hope you're doing well. When you think about this scripture, people say it all the time. They misquote it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. No, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so what happens is that should show you the significance of what death is. See, like Emmett gave us over in 2 Timothy 1:7, it talks about a sound mind. If we are the fruits of the Spirit are love and joy and peace and long-suffering, my goodness, we're not supposed to reap corruption. We're supposed to reap righteousness. holiness, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, that's where Jesus wants us. That's where he wants us. He doesn't want us to be speaking negative about things or about people. You know, don't talk bad about people. Lift them up. And if you're talking bad about them, pray for them. And that's the best thing to do, is to pray for them. Pray that God will turn them over to your way of thinking. I don't know about that. Let me go back over here. I think I missed something in Mark. In Mark chapter 11, 22 says to have faith in God. And verily I say unto you in 24, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. Do you want to get better? Stop doubting. Trust God's word. You want to be healed? Stop doubting. Start trusting God's word. You've got to get this in your heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're in the word of God, then if you're reading the word of God, if you're digesting the word of God, if you're getting it in your spirit, then no devil or no demon's going to mess with you. They'll pass you right back. They'll pass you right over and won't even bother you, because then it's no use. But if they're, don't let the enemy have a playground in your mind. Don't let the enemy tell you and dictate you. The enemy is a thug. He is a loser. He has failed, because God is victorious. And if God lives inside of you, then you're victorious. Wow, that's good. That's a good word. Good word from the Bible today. And then he says in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and you shall have them. I think that's absolutely correct, because it's the word of God. I can't help it. I just can't get enough of the word of God. And let me tell you something, that is the only way that we are going to be able to walk in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I'm victorious. I'm victorious. Hallelujah. Kelly Wayne says that he is a bully. If we stand up to him with the word of God, he has to flee. Absolutely. He's got to go. Say, you got to go right now. Quote the word back to him. That's what Jesus did when he was being tempted in the garden, or not in the garden, but in the desert for 40 days and nights, fasting. You know, Jesus was a man, but he was without sin. But I'm sure he got hungry after 40 days. Says this, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's how we supposed to be. Therefore, my beloved brethren, you should walk around today. You should walk around today at work and say, good morning, my beloved brethren. Everybody you see today, when you go to the drive-thru at Wendy's today, good morning, my beloved brethren. And if it's a sister, I guess you'd have to say, my beloved sistern. Be ye steadfast. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Wow. See, if we have the victory, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You're not a failure. You have not failed. You're still breathing. The devil has failed. Tell him that he has failed. Let him know that he has failed. I mentioned this yesterday in the sermon, that the devil is not a gentleman, so don't talk to him like one. because the devil is a liar. And you have power over the devil. The Word of God says that. We have power over the devil because we walk in victory. We walk in victory. So I encourage you today to walk in victory. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And be steadfast today, unmovable always. That means that when the wind blows, do not be shaken, do not be stirred. But let me tell you something, be unmovable. And then you can always be abounding in the work of the Lord. That means you're not going to fail. I used to worry about that, but I don't worry about that now because I know I'm not going to. You say, well, that's a little bit confident. No, he tells me. What's the Word of God? Here's what you've got to understand. Are you going to believe the Word or not? Are you going to believe the Word that you're delivered or not? Are you going to believe the Word of God that your family is going to be saved? Are you going to believe God that your mental stability is going to be sound and strong? Are you going to believe God that he is going to get you out of debt, or he's going to bless you with a job, or he's going to bless you with a spouse, or he's going to fix your marriage? Are you going to believe God? Because all we have is the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us, there's no place in the Word of God that tells you that you're a failure. Stop telling yourself that you're a failure, because you're not a failure. You may be in a season of transition. Ooh. A season of transition. I've been there. Season of transition. Jesus loves you. Let me pray for you. Jesus, we love you today. God, thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, that we have the victory. Thank you, God, for who you are, knowing that we have a Savior. And if you're watching today and you're lost, you need to be saved, I encourage you to just repeat this prayer. Say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask you to come into my life and live. I ask you to help me. I ask you, God, to heal my mind, heal my body, heal my soul, in the name of Jesus. And help me to walk with you, Lord. Let me tell you something. If you prayed that prayer, get yourself in a Bible-believing church. Tell somebody. Tell somebody, because let me tell you something, we serve a big, big God. Amen. Thank you for watching today, the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. Every morning at 8 o'clock, as long as I can get out of bed and get my hair combed, I will be here, because I look forward to being with you all. Don't forget to share the broadcast this morning. Don't forget also that we are on Spotify, we are on Google Play, and we are also on Apple Podcast with the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition, as well as the Pulse WV, which are the sermons that Pastor Jay Mason and I preach on Sunday morning. Hey, got something that we're doing in Gassaway. Starting this Wednesday night, we're going back to a evening service on Wednesday night, and so we want you to be a part of that. And so I think we're going to call it Reconnect. Reconnect on Wednesday Reconnect, something like that. So we encourage you, if you go to a church on Sunday morning, we're not trying to take you, but and they don't have anything on Wednesday night and you want to come and be with us, I encourage you to do that. There'll be preaching and singing and worship. And Donna says, she says, thank you, but don't worry about your hair. I'm telling you what, there's a guy one time said this. He said, holy smoke, the preacher shouted. In the rain, he lost his hair, but his head resembles heaven, because there'll be no parting there. Yeah. Pretty crazy, isn't it? That's the truth. Hope you have a great day. God bless you all. I'm going to leave you with a song from Vicky Winans called Victory.